Thank you for tuning in to Kiss the Rinks. The following content may contain wildly inappropriate language. Thanks for listening.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the podcast is about to begin button. If you haven't already done so, please stow any academic materials or distracting devices underneath your seat or in an area that won't take your attention away from the show. Please take your seat and fasten your earbuds, and also make sure that your seat is back nice and comfortable and that your feet are in full upright position for maximum relaxation and enjoyment. If you are seated next to an obnoxious Yankees fan, please read carefully the special instructions card located under your seat. If you do not wish to perform functions described in the event of an emergency like this, then please ask an attendant so you can be reseated. We remind you that this is an anti-LeBron James podcast. Praising, speaking of, or arguing that he's better than Jordan is prohibited for the entire duration of the show. If you have any questions about our show today, please don't hesitate to ask one of us, and of course, rate us on iTunes. Thank you, and enjoy. Welcome back to another edition of Kiss the Rings podcast.
Yes, sir.
How we doing, guys?
Great to be back.
I'm half asleep. My arm hurts. I've been better. Let's just say I've been better.
Anything we want to... Oh, actually, I want to get something out of the way.
Let's get it.
Now that it's December 1st...
It's like, not.
Well, I mean, when this episode drops, it will be December 1st.
It's actually November 30th.
Is it officially Christmas season now?
Yeah, it's been.
Has it been?
Okay. No, December's Christmas season.
No.
My theory...
The day after Thanksgiving is Christmas season.
My theory is after the football games on Thanksgiving, then you're in the clear.
After the turkey nap.
Okay.
Then, like, get all the fucking, like, Christmas decorations out. Let's get it rolling. Big Santa Claus is coming to town, baby. Play that song for me one time.
Actually, I think the Dropkick Murphys. I think they have a Christmas song. We'll have to drop it in here.
Can we drop Adam Sandler Hanukkah song?
Hanukkah. What the heck's Hanukkah?
Hanukkah.
Oh, the Adam Sandler.
Ryan Hanlon.
Possibly. Patriots.
Let's talk some sports. Santa's cool, but sports are cooler.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's cooler and prettier. Let's be honest. Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Than Santa? It's close. But.
If you had to have one for the rest of your life.
If you could save one from drowning, Santa or Tom Brady.
Does Santa
Tom Brady.
Eat avocado ice cream too?
I'm saving Santa. Sorry. Tom Brady doesn't bring me free gifts every single year. Save Santa over Tom Brady every single year.
All right. Tom Brady does give us gifts every year.
Yeah, he gives us a gift of winning football.
He's given us five gifts.
He gives us winning football every year.
He's given us five gifts.
True.
It's about to be a sixth one. Because the Pats are the best team in the league, and they just proved that against the Dolphins when they just, like, they just
played with them. They just toyed with them.
It was funny.
They didn't even try.
It was just, like, first possession, it was like, oh, they ran a fake punt. Oh, the game's over. Like, Dolphins just lost.
I missed, like, the first drive of the game, so I missed that.
It was like they went three and out. It was like, they're three and out. It's like, oh, the Dolphins may be playing some good. Oh, fake punt. Oh, they got it. Oh, game's over.
Yeah, Belichick just kind of spit on the Dolphins. It was like, yeah, you know what? Even if you stop us, you're still not going to score a touchdown. So I'm just going to run this field goal. It was a fake punt. I think it was the first time they ran a fake punt since, like, 04.
I've never seen
Or something like that.
I've never seen them run a fake punt.
They said something on the radio that was, like, the first time since, like, 04, 03. Something ridiculous. Like, the only player left on the team from the fake punt was Brady.
Tommy, big boss.
It was...
What was it? The only defense Miami scored was the pick six, right? Oh, no, the scoop and score.
No.
Do they have a garbage time touchdown? I know that because they called they kicked
they scored
a field
17.
Goal.
It was 35-17.
Okay, they have a garbage time.
They scored a touchdown, but I can't remember who.
It was garbage time then.
Oh, it was Drake on a screen pass, I think, the running back.
Who cares?
I'm trying to think of a player.
Game
now.
Was over.
Yeah. It was over after the first. When it was 14-0.
I did not. Sue was kind of body in the line. Like, Brady got
the
hit.
The offensive line's in trouble.
Yeah. He definitely got hit.
The thing is, they've changed how. It's a lot more like five-step drops, seven-step drops, which.
They kind of just stopped.
It makes them more vulnerable. Like, it's not like three-step drops, slam.
Yeah, they're stepping away from, like, the chipping.
Because
like,
they don't have Julian. It's not more deep
balls. Like,
it's a lot
they were
more
going
deep
empty, and they were just letting. Lay Adrian Waddle, I want to say is his name, just go one-on-one with Cameron Wake, who's like one of the best pass rushers of this like of this age right now. And he's just going one-on-one, and he's legit just tossing him around everywhere. Then he got hurt.
who was the player that came in for Waddle?
Cameron Fleming.
So Fleming comes in and
in years. He used to be a starter, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, he
no,
just played.
It is a, it is a familiar name, though.
He would always come in. He always comes in for the, like, eligible tight end.
Who
that was like in like 2013 when they had that stage.
Who announced the game for the Patriots? Who was on
Dan Fouts and
he just goes when Fleming comes in.
Ian Eagle, is that his name? Ian, it's Ian.
Yeah,
Eagle?
I think you're right.
He just goes.
I know his first name's Ian.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's like, hey, hope Fleming can really handle Wake here. It's gonna be a pretty uneven mismatch. The very next play, Wake just rips.
I know exactly
line.
What you're talking about. He legit just pushed Fleming out of the way and ate Brady. Yeah. It was like he didn't even lay a hand on him.
It was scary, dude. Like some
it
of the
was a
hits
mess.
Were like
and
Sue
just and they're just like a bunch of dirty, dirty, dirty players. Like that entire defense was just scaring. Like
I feel like
wherever
Sue ends up going, there's just like a posse of. Just
bunch of assholes.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I think he starts most of the shit that happens between, like, you know, like
he
when,
does. But
when
Kiko Alonso
down,
is kind of a little dirty. I didn't realize he's that dirty.
Remember what I told you a couple weeks ago?
I know. I didn't think he was
you,
that dirty.
I told Drew. I looked Drew in the eyes. I said, I hate Kiko Alonso for no reason, and he just backed it up now.
As long as you support your claim,
he was like, nah, dude, Kiko Alonso's like cool, like whatever.
I didn't have a problem with
Kiko,
he was
like
okay.
Whatever.
Cool
and
name.
I was like, nah, that guy sucks.
And
he just backed
tried
it
to
up.
Knock out three quarterbacks in three straight weeks. He succeeded in Flacco because that guy's a piece of.
Because he's elite.
Dog. Yeah.
Only elite quarterbacks get hurt. At Aaron Rodgers and at
Joe Flacco.
Aaron Rodgers is not elite. I'm just kidding.
Joe Flacco is though.
Joe Flacco is elite.
His
Pats defense is now back-to-back weeks where they showed out. They gave up 8 points.
No,
they
it's been like 6 weeks straight that they haven't allowed more than 17 points.
I don't count
points.
Brock Osweiler like.
But it's
as
still
a threat.
Been it's been
no,
six
yeah,
straight weeks yeah. that they've.
They've been playing good
allowed.
Ever since. They've been playing good ever since Atlanta.
So at first, like when like the Atlanta like that little like span of like 3 weeks, it was like. Bend, don't break type defense. Mm. Now they're not even bending. Like, they're just like three and out, three and out, three and out. Like,
well,
they're
I mean,
not giving up
yards.
That's
because it was the Dolphins,
now.
Though.
But
the Raiders,
no, like,
the Raiders moved
what,
the ball.
You mean the
a
Patriots
bit.
Defense isn't.
Yeah. Like, at first it was like,
nah, they're bend, still,
don't
they're
break.
Still
like,
complete.
They're fixing
they're
holes.
Still,
yeah.
But
they still
bend,
had a great
break.
Game.
Yeah,
Harman,
the secondary's
Harman,
back. Secondary's
Harman
back.
Stole
Gilmore's
second, pick. Like, Gilmore had it in his hand.
Yeah,
yeah. Ripped it off. That was the most selfish play I've ever seen.
Somebody tweeted, when you're one rebound shy from getting
a triple
double.
That's funny.
Yeah. Just steals it out of his hands.
But their defense is now ranked, I think they're 12th. They were 11th or 12th. They're right outside the top 10 in scoring defense, where they were number one last year. And they're still like dead last, I think, in rushing yards allowed and like near the bottom in receiving yards. So they're just like the definition of bend but don't break defense.
I think
like, it's ridiculous.
The difference is they're not giving up the home run plays, they're not giving up like the. The huge plays in Van Noy and Flowers have been like stepping up and filling gaps for like players like Hightower and I know one of them's out this week, right? Is it Van Noy?
Van Noy could be
and
out.
Hightower's
he's questionable.
Out too.
Hightower's
well, I mean,
been
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
Hightower's done for the year.
Yeah, I was just saying they stepped in for Hightower and like helped fill gaps.
He's been balling. Like he's been like the fact that we traded for him by with like a it was like a sixth rounder, right? that we traded for Van Noy.
A conditional pick. And, like,
he was a former, he was a first round pick.
Second round pick.
Out of BYU. Like, still, and he's like finally playing like it. Like, he was like a special teamer.
He's
like a system linebacker, I guess.
Yeah, he's playing well. He's playing well right now. He's not anything special though. I don't think. He can run the defense well enough for us though. To, like, if our offense stays healthy, we should be in the AFC Championship game, no question.
Yeah.
Like, if our offense just stays healthy, everyone stays off the IR, off the disabled list.
You sound like Tim Tomlin right now.
Mike Tomlin was the one that just came out and said there's gonna be fireworks on the AFC Championship game. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're
that's in week 13. Assuming that he makes it to the AFC Championship game.
I mean, yeah, so there's gonna be fireworks the pregame, the postgame celebration after the Pats spank with
Marty B dancing Foxborough. To I Wanna Dance With Somebody Again. Even though he didn't, he's an IR now, right?
What an idiot!
So
what? He's out for the year, pretty much.
Yeah, he's done.
IR. That sucks. Bennett.
Yeah, he tore his hamstring too. That's why.
Yeah, dude. Packers fans are like, "How dare he lie and say he's fine?" Like,
clearly he's not.
Dude, yeah, I mean he's not.
He told Green Bay.
I think he just delayed his injury like timetable.
What are you doing?
He just pushed back.
I don't know. I was just playing with tape. But it no, makes the thing noise, is, man. The thing is that he told other teams that he was gonna retire so that they wouldn't call him or pick him up off waivers.
He said he couldn't play through his injury, and then he did for 2 weeks.
That's definitely like against.
But he told everybody that he was going to retire, and
Belichick calls him, like, "Yo, you want to play again?" He's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll try."
Yeah, like that's if you're an IR, do you get a ring?
Yeah, he'll get a ring.
Okay.
Well, like, dude, he wasn't coming to get a ring. He just liked it here more. Like, he made a mistake. Like, he realized it.
What was his?
He went to Green Bay, and he just hated Green Bay.
What's he signed for? He's
here. I don't know if he signed here.
Or does he still have the same contract as Green Bay?
I don't know how it works. Doesn't matter. I think he was waiver claimed, so I'm pretty sure he still has the same contract.
Yeah,
and but Green Bay's paying for most of it.
Two years, 3 years.
I think it was a 3 or 4 year.
He'll
deal,
be here next year, and that's it. He'll get dropped after. I doubt that he stays more than
going back next to year. Like, will he get a ring? Like, I'm pretty sure the locker room attendants get rings. Like, if you're like associated with the organization.
Well, like, I know, like, in baseball, like, if you don't make the playoff roster, you don't get a ring.
Did you know 3 years, $21 million.
3 years.
You know, in hockey, like, you have to play, you actually have to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, they almost didn't put Savard's name on the cup the year we won in 2011 because he, like, because
he was brain dead.
Well, like, the year that Cleveland won over Golden State. Verjao was guaranteed a ring because he played the minimum amount of games with Cleveland and then got traded to Golden State.
So that's a life to live.
He was like, they lost the championship, but he still got a ring. Yeah. It's just not for the team that he played for. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
You just don't get to celebrate.
Yeah, no. It like, sucks. You might get.
Well, mate, when you go back to the ring center.
I would have went to the parade for Cleveland.
Because, like, honestly, he spent his whole. Like, him and LeBron were, like, the big two there, like, at first. Like, when LeBron first came
out. Verjao,
like,
just was big. He wasn't Verjao, really good.
Well, LeBron said that was his favorite teammate.
He's everyone's favorite teammate because he's, like, just energetic, like, a ball of energy. Like, he's just, like, a hard player.
Good? I don't think he's good.
No, he's all right. No, he was an average center for, like, his prime years, but he was always hurt.
Yeah.
He was just good. He wasn't anything special. He was just he's like Steven Adams. That's how I compare him to. Steven Adams of Oklahoma City.
I see this like a Belichick versus reporter.
Yeah,
thing.
All right.
What's
so I wanted to talk about this. So he basically said, a female reporter asked Belichick. She goes, did you at all consider taking Brady out of the game? And he looked at her. He was like, are you fucking stupid? He's like, no. He's like, I thought this was interesting because he said the only way I would take Brady out is if they didn't have enough possessions to score on every single and potentially tie or win the game. So he's like, things turn fast in the NFL.
I mean,
like,
he's
you want to know something funny? They're talking about they've been talking,
like,
about that
he
on Felger Mass.
He would know too. He was the one that came back from 28.
Yeah,
to 3.
Exactly.
Well,
that's what
yeah,
I'm
they
he's
would know that. But listen to this stat: in the regular season, 988 teams have been up by 18 or more with less than 5 minutes to play. In the fourth quarter, those teams are 988-0. So he's saying you don't watch the NFL.
Yeah, like
anything could happen. It's never happened before.
It was like halfway
and
through.
Matt Moore's going to do it to you? Come on.
It was like
he didn't have to. Like, Belichick loves to give the short, like, blunt responses and stuff like that. And I love those. Like, he doesn't give information out. Like, that's what you're expecting. I don't know why they're blowing it out of proportion, like, how he just, like, kind of shit on the reporter. Like, it's like, he does it to everybody. He does it to everybody. Like, it's not a big deal.
I don't really get how they always make it a news story. It's like an ESPN notification. It's like, all right, like, it happens all the time. It's not like, really a big deal.
Look at every single Belichick press conference since I can remember, and he does that to somebody. He just goes, we're on to Cincinnati. Like,
some
or something like that.
Definitely more memorable.
Than yeah. Like that one's memorable. Still, like, he's just like, what, for the kneel downs?
Like, even, it was like, it was
obviously,
like,
we're not talking about the kneel downs.
It was like halfway through the third quarter, and I was like, put in Hoyer.
Did you see?
Like, I just did not want Brady out there anymore. Yeah. Because he was taking shots. So I was like, get him out.
Have you seen that, interview where somebody asks Belichick to compare Brady to Manning, and he just goes, "Yeah, so Manning," and that was his answer. He just goes,
"Wait, really?"
He goes, "Yeah, so Manning," and they're like, "No,
like,
can you compare them?"
Are stupid. Yeah,
he goes, "Manning."
Like, those questions are stupid. Like, I love those responses to the dumb questions. It wasn't really a dumb question. Like, it was like reasonable to ask, because everyone, even I'm pretty sure the announcer, Fouts, was saying it during the game, was like, when you gotta take out Brady,
when's he coming out on the sideline. It was like halfway through the third quarter. It was like, you might want to start warming up, buddy.
Not the third quarter. They weren't gonna pull the third. Like, even it doesn't matter the score.
It was like, guaranteed.
Brady's never gonna tell, gonna let a coach be like, yeah, you're not playing. It's going into the fourth quarter. Like, he's never, like, he's too competitive for that. But like I think five minutes left, you're up by 16 plus. Or over, like, 17 plus, so it's 3-possession game. Yeah, just get him out of there. Like, don't risk anything. Like, he's durable, but he's 40. Like, he's never really been hurt. He's been hurt one time in 07 or 08. So
get your year straight, bro.
Yeah. 07's kind of blacked out of my memory.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not thinking
of that. You and Tony Luongo. Gronk?
It's the Super Bowl, man.
It's the 18-1 year, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We don't talk about this. We don't talk about this.
All
right. We don't talk about
this. Why are you saying what, man?
Well, because you said Tony Luongo.
Oh, yeah, because his dad was at the Super Bowl, and he was there when they lost. And so he, every time it comes on TV, every time someone talks about it, he changes the channel, or like makes people change topics. He like will not bring it up ever.
Still won more games than the Dolphins when they went undefeated that year, so.
That yeah, still true. Like the only.
I think it's so funny
18.
That they throw a party every time.
Yeah, they,
like
they
there's
pop
no more
champagne.
Undefeated teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
The well, Dolphins
it's
team,
a
yeah,
role,
it's like
a
role, it's like a
oh yeah yeah, yeah.
Team,
yeah. I don't know.
But like I think it's funny.
Dude, all those guys are like probably 80 now.
They're
so.
Like dad, dude. Yeah.
I mean, I think most of them are still kicking. I don't know for sure though.
Yeah, dude. When you think
they
about it,
they might all be dead of CTE.
The NFL is like really not that old. Like when you look at all the
yeah, I know. Like the if you compare the Super Bowl, like it's just it's year like 2 years ago was the 50th Super Bowl. The Cubs went 108 years without winning a championship.
Like baseball,
108 years. That's
baseball and hockey.
Dude, think about it. Ted Williams died like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Christ.
That's how like
he's still alive. He's, like, he's frozen.
Well, yeah, they'll bring him back to life. Yeah.
That's just what the Sox need.
That's the future manager.
Wait, so when he comes back to life, is he a free agent or does he automatically?
I'm pretty sure he's 80. So.
Well, no. You take his brain and put it in someone else's body. Like, let's
it's
take,
his
like,
head.
Let's
I think.
Take, like, yeah,
it's his head.
Like they only chopped off his head to save that.
So you can
unfreeze his body.
So like. Supposedly, the reason they did that, so in the future, when we're more medically advanced, you can take his brain out of his head and put it into someone else's body, and it'd be him. So it looks like Marco Hernandez, or like someone who sucks, and you just put Tim Williams.
Put it in, just
put
give
it,
Tim Williams.
Yes,
put it in
Marco Hernandez.
Jesus
no, put
Christ.
It in like Mark McGuire's body and just have
nah,
like.
No. Because like,
guy's
honestly, like,
yeah,
let's
him,
give
get
it
him
to
like.
Let's give it like Zuwei Lin or whatever his name is, and let's just like get him out of here. The least American player on the team. Let's just kill him and just put Ted Williams' body in it. All
right. We don't like Zuwei Lin because he's not a good player. Not for other
I actually do like Zuwei Lin. He's a very good player, right. So let's keep him. Let's take David Price.
Take him a David Price.
The Gronk press conference was hilarious, by the way.
Gronk? Oh, yeah. Gronk's just
a classic.
He was fighting.
He was like, he was thinking out loud. He's like, I want to talk about it, but I kind of don't. So I'm not gonna, because I don't want to get yelled at. It's like he was like, my mom, like I'm scared of my mom. It's like
him
like,
scared
like
of Bill.
Bill is like his mom.
Dude,
yeah,
you could see the clocks like really turning.
Yeah, I was gonna say his mind was churning while he's trying to figure
like,
out.
Oh, do I do it? Do I don't? Do I do it?
He doesn't really help himself. Like when people call him dumb, and then he does something like that.
He's not the brightest guy. What was wrong? Was it that he gave Cooks a piggyback?
No, because like the Pats don't like. You notice none of them do like team celebrations.
Yeah.
Like
which
he doesn't
sucks.
Like the team celebrations or anything like that. That's cool. Oh, they're the only team that doesn't do it.
Did you hear what he said today?
He said, I've never taken part in a Bills Mafia.
But I've jumped through some tables in family.
I saw that, yeah.
But so I have funny. With my family.
So funny, dude. Like, I would literally give up both of my kidneys to go and party with the Bronx. Like, I would sell both of my kidneys in the black market to go party with the Gronks.
Dude, watch the, E60 on them or whatever. It's basically, like, him and he grew up with, like, what, like, four or five brothers?
They're all, like, in the NFL.
There's two in the,
Chris, Dan, Glenn,
there's two,
Rob, and one other.
There's
one
that's
one.
A UFC fighter. I know that.
Chris, Dan, Rob, Glenn, and there's
one
other one.
They all grew
played,
up in, like,
Buffalo, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we just used to beat the shit out of each other when we were kids. Like, he like downstairs. They have like he's like, yeah. We used to play knee hockey. We turned the whole like downstairs into knee hockey. We'd just be like checking each other through the boards. My mom was pissed. Like we have like broken walls everywhere. Like
honestly, literally, like every good athlete that has a book or like a show always talks about how they used to break their walls. Like I read Pedroia's book
or like the garage. And
yeah,
shit.
And like he used to put so he used to like bounce the baseballs off the wall and like to like practice scoops and stuff. And he put. Like he said, he put like over 100 holes through his walls. I was like, if I put half a hole through my wall, my mom would murder me.
I'm dead.
And like,
this is a transition to the Red
Sox. You like put tape on the wall. God forbid you chip the paint. Or
yeah, no, yeah. Like, God
chipped
forbid,
off
the
paint.
Like, God forbid I fart in like the kitchen, bro. Never mind, break the wall. Bro. Like what?
Is this transition to the Red Sox?
Nah, Celtics.
Off-season?
We'll go Celtics next.
We gotta go C's.
Oh, Celtics first.
The
is
Pistons.
Notes,
Celtics Pistons recap.
Celtics have lost their streak since the last time we talked.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they won.
True.
And the fact that
three
they almost
games.
Won that game was crazy. They
but
were
the,
down by 10
heat,
with 2 minutes left, and they came back, made a.
I think it was a 1 point
game.
I think it was a 1 point game.
They made a 1 point
game,
and then.
Or 3 point
what's
game.
What's his name? Whiteside, like, just started bodying everybody. Like, they were fouling him, and. Like, they were pretty much, like, hack a Whiteside.
Yeah.
And then he like, made all of his... He has such a weird, like, free throw motion. Like, so he goes to, like, a squat, puts his body, like, 45 degrees to the ground, spreads his arms, like, as far as he can, and then just brings it up and just shoots like that. And it just doesn't miss, dude. It's so weird.
Whiteside?
Yes, dude. You should see it. It's weird.
You know who, like, has actually... gotten a lot better at free throws. I was kind of thrown off.
DeAndre Jordan?
Andre Drummond.
Really?
Like, when I was watching that
DeAndre
game,
Jordan.
I was...
Jordan.
Never mind. Yeah, all right, yes.
Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond, like, issued, like, 60% for the line because they kept trying to do hack a Drummond, and he's, like, the worst career free throw shooter ever of all time.
Strategy.
And he was, like, a hack of Drummond, and he was hitting every single one. I was so confused. And so then I looked up what his free throw percentage this year was, and it's, like, 60%.
That's crazy.
I was like, what the hell?
Wait,
like, that's why they're winning games.
He might be the one that, like, extends his arms.
Drummond?
Yeah.
He probably does, too, because they all
have
weird
I don't know which one it is now.
Like, they all have weird shots.
Yeah, they're all weird. I saw
they can't shoot them.
Yesterday, the Wizards were... They hack at Simmons. They were, like, hacking Simmons.
Yeah, because everyone tries to find, like, the worst free throw shooter.
What did you think of Avery Bradley's performance?
I honestly don't remember what he did.
I know he played
great defense against Kyrie, but, like, I don't know.
No, yeah,
like,
there was one play where he went in to go reach for... the ball, like Kyrie was dribbling, he went in to reach in, and somehow like it hit Kyrie and then rolled into the backcourt. So like we lost the ball.
Yeah.
But he made like a big play. Like it was a turnover.
Yeah.
So.
That's sick. The video that they had for him was beautiful.
And then he was just kind of...
It was so, like... It was, like...
You just kind of started with,
like,
night.
Us being, like, us drafting him and, like...
The big
just,
three.
Just his way through...
You mean, like, his homecoming video?
Yeah, his homecoming video. It was gorgeous, dude. It was wicked nice. It was
I gotta
wicked
watch
nice
that.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch
like,
it? It was
like,
pretty
I watched the game, but I didn't...
I saw the clip. I just didn't watch
I didn't really pay attention. Like, I was just focused on, like... Drummond was balling out, and
yeah, Drummond was the first
was that the game,
since
was that the game Smart was like hitting everything.
25. Dude, he hit one from like half court.
So it was Smart. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know. It was like
it was like it was game on the line, obviously. So he has he can't miss. Dude, but literally,
nah, he,
it was
he
like,
missed one.
It was
later,
like from like so what's it called like
the
set line,
the logo,
not the logo, like the, a little bit past the logo, and it literally just like. Moonshot, bro, and it was just like silky. It was
like right
insane.
In front of
Smart's,
logo,
Smart's
right?
Always
what?
Made
right in front of the logo.
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Smart's always made stupid shots. It's just
so
like now they're actually just going in.
Yeah, I know.
But the ones that he should be taking don't go in, and the ones that he shouldn't be taking yeah. go in.
Dude,
so it's like, pisses me off.
They had a shot to beat the Pistons though,
yes.
And he like I gotta say the one thing that I didn't want to see was. Marcus Smart dribble up the court and try to pull up from
they always,
five
they,
feet
it's
beyond
like,
the
It's like he's the point guard and Kyrie's the shooting guard now. Like
oh,
he
no,
always gets the
Kyrie
ball.
Never liked to bring up the ball. Like he just like he is still the facilitator that he just lets someone else touch the ball first so he can get because he's so good at getting open off of like off the ball and stuff like that.
But like,
Smart like pulled up
or, like,
Smart
Brown.
Just pulled up from like 5 feet from beyond the 3-point line. I think down four with 35 seconds left. Like, you're the last guy on the floor that I'd have you take a shot with under 35 seconds left.
Dude, he's
like,
so bad.
Give it to Kyrie. Give it to Horford. Give it to somebody else on the court. And don't pull up from 5 feet beyond the 3-point line. Like, if it's a good shot, I'm okay with
you
taking it. You
just have too much, like, good pure shooting
to
be giving it to Marcus
too
Smart.
Much, it's
giving
too
it
much
to the biggest grinder on the floor.
Too much on the
Marcus
line.
Smart. Like, no, you're
not
right.
Saying they would have won the game, but like it. But that was like when he missed that. I turned it off. I was like, all right, they lost.
No,
like,
no.
They
he's got hustle and he's got grind, but he's not the player you want to be throwing the ball to in the clutch.
I mean, like hustle showed against.
Just my take.
But... Who was the? Oh my God! What can I think? The team? Oh, Golden State. Yeah.
No, yeah, he plays tough
Golden State
and stuff like that.
Yeah, insane.
He plays tough, but he just like has a shooter's mentality and he can't shoot. It's like me at the gym, just like. Pulling threes and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
it's
don't,
like,
you don't want to see Drew at the gym. You want to come
see him.
You want to come see me, baby. All the ladies come
don't.
To see me.
Mr. 1 for 30. Only hits the game winner.
Yes, sir. Nah, I'm nice in the post.
Oh, dude, I was balling out up on the hill today.
Oh, up on the hill.
I was making a lot of shots. I'm just going to say. I'm not really good being like when I'm covered. Wide open though, I'm not missing that shot.
Did you play or did you just go up by yourself?
No,
and
I was just
shooting.
Was
yeah,
just,
okay.
That's
that
why.
Sense.
That's why though, because you know, like when
still,
I'm open,
I can't shoot either way.
I'm gonna make that.
Coming back to the old stopping grounds of Plymouth last weekend, it was kind of raining, low key. But,
yeah, you weren't.
Nah, I
you
was.
Guys play it.
I played it.
Headers?
Yeah, like a couple nights.
It's good.
It was kind of crazy. But yeah, they're
Ben Simmons is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wait, who's coming to town?
Ben Simmons.
Oh,
Sixers.
Yeah,
in like
Sixers.
Something 40 minutes.
Yeah, Celtics still have the number one record. They got to win to keep it because I think the Rockets are...
They're like a game behind.
I think a half a game behind. So if we lose, we're tied with them.
Yeah.
I think it's that way. Like, or something
and
like
it's
that.
Like, it like wouldn't look good. Like they would have lost like two of their last like four,
five, I think.
Or five.
Or
three
of the last five, I think. I think they're
three?
2-2
no,
right
no,
now.
No. They lost two. They lost
the
Heat.
They lost the Heat and the Pistons.
Yeah, so two.
Yeah, if they lose tonight.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what
that's
I thought
what
you
said. Like, right now, they're like...
Oh, they're like two of the last five, then.
Two of the last four, and then if they lose tonight, three of the last five?
Yeah, or something like that.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
That's just a...
Dude, too bad...
Guess.
Too bad basketball is not like hockey, where players can just, like, have a fist fight in the middle of the game.
I know.
If I could watch Simmons and Tatum...
Just...
Tatum? I want to see Aaron Baines getting a scrap, dude. That guy's huge.
Honestly, no, no, Fultz.
Fultz
and Tatum.
Fultz and Tatum.
Fultz and Tatum.
Fultz and Tatum fighting just...
No, dude, it would have been way funnier if it was like Kennard against Tatum. Two Duke kids just going at each other. Tatum and Kyrie going at each other.
Tatum just needs to assert that he was more dominant in the draft, even though he was a lower pick.
Yeah.
He's honestly been the best one in the draft. De'Aaron Fox hasn't played good lately.
None of them...
I haven't heard about
top
what
10.
What's happened to Josh Jackson? Like, he was so high regarded going into the draft.
The Suns, that's why.
Yeah.
Like, the Suns is just a desolate desert. Like, there's nothing going on there.
Yeah, no, they're so bad.
They lose by 30 every night. They're a joke.
Every single night.
It's terrible, but yep.
They lost by 30 last night, right?
Would you consider... Yeah, probably. I don't know. They blow. Would you consider Kyrie Irving a real MVP candidate at the moment?
Yes.
Would you? I don't think I would.
Kyrie Irving? Yeah. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
I feel like he's like in the same kind of boat as IT was for MVP.
No, it's, like, dude, I thought it's
Isaiah
weird.
I thought Isaiah deserved MVP notice last year just because like he was there our entire team basically. But like,
they don't give the Celtics point guards enough credit for turning a whole season around. Like,
yeah,
you know, even like so like IT turning the Celtics around. Obviously, like everyone knows that this year, like Kyrie kind of turning things around after we lost the first game.
Yeah,
Hayward was injured.
After get,
obviously,
your second best player, or probably kind of, you could consider Hayward 1B, 1A, 1B.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knew the season was still not going to be, like, terrible, but exceeding our expectations, really carrying the team. He doesn't get enough credit. I think
he's a clutch player, too.
You can make an argument for...
yeah, you could. I just don't think he's, like... MVP. I don't think he is the MVP, but, like, he's up there. I'd say...
I think he's
like, he's outside. He's outside the top four. He's outside the top four.
Top five,
maybe
fifth.
Maybe fifth. It's too early, but like, who's like the favorite right now?
I think the favorite was Harden.
Harden? Because like, so many people
Harden,
have like weird...
Harden,
what about Giannis?
Their team, they're 10-9, so it's like they're not playing too well.
Harden,
do they always
had,
give it to a player who is on like a good team? Or do they?
Pretty much.
I was reading something on ESPN.
That's always the argument, too.
There's only been like one or two winners, I think, in the past like 20 years that were from like non-top five teams in the conference. And that was like Westbrook and like, I don't even know who the other, it might have been only Westbrook actually. Like, so it's like you have to be a top team. Like
maybe,
you could argue
maybe
that
this guy's
the two
not getting
guys
a lot of love, but maybe Anthony Davis.
I was gonna say the two guys in New Orleans are like they're both studs. Like,
I don't think Boogie could get an MVP though, because he's just like not liked.
Yeah, they're both studs, and they both put up points and numbers, but they just
thinking,
don't win
games.
I was
thinking maybe
so how can
Porzingis, but he got hurt, so I don't know how long.
Porzingis, I think, is higher than Kyrie, just because like, they were
he,
like, I think they're still about 500.
Last night, so.
He only sprained his ankle, though. He didn't break anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like day-to-day. But like, that team sucks, and they have a above 500 record right now. I think, I don't know if it's still above 500, but they were for a little bit. So it's like, Kyrie's filthy, but like, I think those are like more impressive. Like, I think like how I think of MVP is like, if you took him off that team, would they like, where would they be then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you took Kyrie off of us, I feel like we'd still be like decent, but like, you took Porzingis out of New York, they would be probably not win a game.
Yeah, they would not win anything ever.
That's a good point.
Like that's how I think it should be.
I feel like that's unfair sometimes, because then it's dependent on like the talent around you, and you can't really,
exactly.
You don't have any control
that's
around
the problem. That's the problem.
It's always the V. What do you interpret the V as? Like the valuable?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what do you
determine value like, as? Like it's always going to be like, oh, well,
that's
is your team a playoff team?
You can always make an argument that if Kevin Durant's playing well, or Steph Curry, whatever, deserve the MVP, but then you could say like, oh, well.
If you took them off the team, they're still going to win 70 games.
Exactly.
Like, that's why I don't like, that's
it's hard
weird.
Because they're surrounded by so much talent.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like they benefit from it.
There's
like,
never
like Westbrook last year deserved it, like no doubt.
That's the best part about, I guess, like the MVP or any of that, the awards is, I guess, they're kind of just up to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So
it makes it interesting. What's next?
Athlete of the week.
Athlete of the week.
Person of the week. Player of the week. Whatever.
Athlete of the week. Yeah.
Yeah, can we not discriminate?
Week,
yeah. Yeah. No, we don't.
All right, athlete of the week.
Who's
week,
first?
Yeah,
Mario.
Of the week, yeah. Ooh,
it's you.
Ooh.
It's you.
Tommy.
Brady.
Yeah.
That's easy.
He's just like
you did not prepare, did you?
No, I have it.
Oh, right.
I was just like thinking through the episodes, and like, I can't believe that we haven't had him as the athlete of the week yet.
I always, it's weird. Like, I just try
I guess
to.
You just consider him like the best player
he's
in the
team.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, I just try
it's
to.
It's like how he's not going to win MVP this year because he's
but, like,
just like, all right,
it's
consistent
not even, like,
dominant.
It's honestly not even player of the week for me. It's just like player of the, like, the month. Like, he's just like, he's missed.
Player
like,
of the year.
Mine's not even a player this week. Little hint.
So he completed. He only missed. He missed 10 passes, 227 yards, 4 touchdowns. His interception was bad. Like, he threw it into. Pretty much into the cornerback's hand.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like...
It's good coverage, though.
His QB rating is the third highest of his career. Last year was the second highest, and 2007, he has a 111.7 QBR, which is insane. And last year, he played...
111?
111.7 Jesus, this year, yeah. last year, he had 26 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He already has 26 touchdowns this year. It's week 12.
Well, let that technically...
So it would be the same as he had last year because he played four less games.
We're 9-2.
Yeah,
yeah.
He gets better. He gets better. The older he gets, the better.
So it was one game. So he played 12 games last year. He's played 11 this year. So it was like almost match his stats from last year.
He just with that 26 touchdown of the year, he has the most touchdowns by any quarterback over 40. He is 40. So he's only gonna. So it was Brett Favre and Warren Moon had 26 over 40. He has 40. He is 40 and already has 26, which is
Brett Favre.
And like, honestly, the play that defined, like, the reason I'm giving it to him this week, like, this one play just sticks in my mind was the Burkhead touchdown. He had him in the backfield, and he's like, "Let me see what the coverage is. You motion out over here. Oh, it's man on man, and it's a linebacker on Rex Burkhead. Oh, Miami's opponent to Rex Burkhead because they can't cover a running back with a linebacker. So touchdown, Rex Burkhead. Yeah, boom.
The beauty roasted of the Pats offense." Is it me or you?
It's you, I think.
I'll take it.
All right. Can take it anyway.
I'm straying out of the comfort zone. I'm going Anton Khudobin.
Khudobin.
Khudobin. How do you say it?
Khudobin.
Khudobin.
It's a good pick.
I'll
go off on a rant about this later when we get to hockey.
Oh boy. Continue. All right, I'm ready.
I studied up on hockey.
I did a little studying too.
Prepared.
Anton was. The Bruins were done, basically. They were kind of like packing it in before he went on a 4-game winning streak for them. And they won all 4 games that he started over the last 2 weeks. He brought them back into the playoff race, like put them in contention again. He only allowed 7 goals, so for a goals against average of 1.75, made 94.5% of his saves. And the Bees, like, looked better with him there other than Rask. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was kind of weird because
he's undefeated in regulation.
Yeah, so. He is undefeated in regulations with Cassidy.
Is it? Cassidy.
With Cassidy.
Well, I mean.
Oh, yeah, and this year. Yeah, like both years. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, that's what I meant, this year. No, never mind.
Did he not play last year?
He did, but I think he lost like 1 or 2 games with him. But he's like been unreal with Cassidy as coach for some reason. Like something's like up with that. I don't know what it is, but like they looked ridiculous. Like they looked like they actually wanted to play when he's in net. And then Rask played against
Tampa Bay.
They won against Tampa
Bay. He did play in
but
Tampa
that was the
Bay.
Vets were back. What was and the then other he game? Played oh like, Edmonton. Yeah. Edmonton's terrible and they couldn't stop them. So I don't know. Khudobin looks like the answer right now, but then Rask also just beat the best team in hockey. So
Rask is like now just showing like another flash of success.
Of Tuukka.
I mean, if you want to look at more consistent goaltenders right now, you got to go with Khudobin.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Browns have officially activated Josh Gordon. Let's go.
Huh?
It's already started. He's already their starting wideout.
He's already the best player on the team.
It's good. Since 2014.
He's going to play drunk and high, and he's going to be the best player on the team. I promise
that's what
you
he
that.
Did in 2014.
It's a good transition now because my pick is a football coach. I'm gonna go with Bill Belichick. Is my pick this week.
So how was a good transition from Josh Gordon?
Football.
You know, it's football. It's an all right enough transition.
I mean, he was a coach.
It's not a great transition,
in Cleveland,
but,
wasn't he? Didn't he coach in Cleveland? He was like an assistant, like special teamer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
Who? Bill?
Yeah.
No, he was a head coach in 95.
Oh, he was a head coach there?
Yeah, in 95.
Oh, shit.
Last year at Cleveland.
Wow.
a long time, Bill.
My only reason for picking Bill this week, because you could pick him every week, like you can pick Brady every week, like Mario was saying. But Belichick, they released a SoundFX video of him on the internet.
Really?
And it's everything you ever wanted it to be. It's just like
I might get some lotion for this video.
One of the Dolphins wide receivers, I think it was Landry, I'm not really sure. He after the play, he flipped the ball to Belichick, just being like disrespectful and whatnot. And like out of like natural instinct, Belichick caught it and he was like, was this shit? And he like he tosses it behind him. And the poor ball boy has to go chase it.
Bill is so cocky, dude. He does like, not give a shit. There's so many funny videos and, of him talking so, to like other players.
Derek Mason's the funniest thing ever.
Was that oh, one? Yeah, that interview was good.
Drew Mason, fuck you. Mason.
I was like, have you seen the scoreboard? Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Look at the scoreboard, Mason. No, and then, so.
That was really good.
He goes, no, like his voice is so good. Like, it's
he's
so.
He's always so monotone.
Distinguishable. All right, and so the female, there's like a female ref, ref in this game, and. She walks up to him, like, to introduce, she's like, it's, like, during the game, like, in between a play, she's like, I just wanted to, like, quickly introduce myself. He's like, thanks. Like, he makes it so awkward, and then later on in the game, she's standing right next to him by the chains. He's, like, freaking out for some reason. He's like, are you going to go measure that? Are you going to go measure that? He's like, tell him to measure it. And he's getting pissed, and, like, there's just, his mannerisms are just so like it's
he's
awesome.
Just so, like,
he's
awkward.
A classic.
He's so like socially awkward.
No, he is.
Like he's like he's that after uncle the game, at, like at the family party that just like chills in the corner.
He's going up
talk,
to dap the players.
Drinking like Guinness. Like he's definitely drink Guinness. Don't show up with some Bud Light bullshit. Like he drinks Guinness warm, lukewarm.
Dude, after the game, like he goes to dap the players up, and you could tell it's like the white to black guy, like, dap. Like, it's really awkward, and it's just, like, it's not really working for them, but, like...
Even Brady definitely handshake.
No, did you see the video?
No, they kiss.
No, he goes to give him, like, the bro handshake, and then, like, Brady would bring it in for the bro hug, and then Belichick just kind of, like, daps him up, and, like...
Yeah, and then he, like, yeah, him, like, he pushes
bad radio,
him away.
But we're trying to just...
He pushes him away. I know what you're talking about. All right, so...
LOL. All
right, Bill Belichick...
Bill Belichick, good guy, local guy.
Yeah.
Should meet him sometime. Let's get him in the podcast
Boston
sometime
Tea
soon. We should probably get an interview with him, huh, Ryan?
Yeah, we can totally set that up. I hear he's very available this time of the year.
For
very
sure.
The tea party. I have one, and if one of you have it, I'm going to be pissed.
You can
Lou
first.
Might have to go first. Yeah.
Have to go first.
I forgot we were doing a Boston Tea Party. I'm going to think of it.
Oh, all right. You know who I'm throwing in the harbor?
Who?
Throwing. Mike Tomlin in the harbor because this guy is an absolute moron.
Good pick.
What an idiot. Like, first of all, he's playing Sunday Night Football. He's having an interview with Tony Dungy, another Patriot hater. And he says something about, we all know there's an important game coming up against the Patriots in the regular season that might decide who's got the number one seed in the AFC. And Dungy's like, how do you keep your players focused on, like, week-by-week basis? Because I know everyone's looking forward to that. And he goes, nah, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. We're all looking forward for that game. Like, that's all we're worrying about right now.
What
I was like,
dick.
Oh, my. I was like, first of all,
buddy, you got other things to worry about.
Would you ever imagine Bill Belichick saying that?
No.
Like, imagine Bill Belichick going up and be like, you know what? I'm just looking forward to playing Pittsburgh.
You know what else I thought was interesting?
Fuck the Dolphins.
Like, I just can't wait to play Peyton. Like,
yeah,
what?
Like,
you
no,
see,
no one says
you
that.
You see Ben McAdoo explain, like, him, his decision to bench Manning.
No.
He was trying to describe it to the media. He's like, it's not easy. Like, I didn't really want to do it. I just picture Belichick, like, he wouldn't give a fuck. He'd be like, I'm benching this
for the
fuck
team.
You.
I'm benching this player, and who cares?
Yeah, like for the
and
team.
And everybody would be like,
"This is for the benefit of the
team." And everybody would honestly be like, "Right call."
And nobody.
And Bill, we trust.
But
McAdoo is
so
wrong.
So
yeah,
Ben
McAdoo is gonna not. He won't be a coach by the end of the year. But Mike Tomlin will always hang around. But the rest of the thing, the rest of the interviews. No, but
he is pretty long tenured.
I think he's the second longest tenured coach right now.
He's
behind
been
Belichick.
Their coach for a long
but,
time.
But I mean, yeah, like Pittsburgh has like three coaches in like 65 years or something.
Yeah,
like
Chuck
that.
Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
That they
like
are
in the
loyal.
History. Like we were just talking, the NFL is so young. Like they've had like three coaches in all of the NFL.
Still though, that's
they stick by their guys. But Tomlin also, after Dungy brings that up and he's talking about how great I think it's week 15 game's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great game. And he's like, oh, it should set up. That should be part one of the part two series in the AFC Championship game if we get what we're supposed to get done and they get what they're going to get done.
Hey, stop playing with the tape.
Sorry, this tape is very distracting. Hold on.
Give it to me. Stop. Thank
the
you.
Mike's picking up so much.
Yeah, I know.
I just... get bored
and he's like, oh, there's gonna be part two. It's gonna be some fireworks, and he like starts laughing and shit. Like he's like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, what
come
are you
on,
doing,
man?
What are you doing? It's probably set. That's probably we're probably gonna get in trouble for that. No, I'm just gonna. I feel like that's
wait,
a ESPN's thing. Come on, man.
Oh, no. We play copyrighted music on this show, like,
yeah,
all the time.
Well, no, I was just kidding. Yeah. But the funniest part about the entire thing is, though, that this is prior to Sunday Night Football against the Packers, and they're home against Brett Hundley, and they had to rely on Antonio Brown making two catches with 10 seconds left to win the game, and a kicker hitting a field goal.
Yeah, that was Boswell. That's
like,
my
are
kicker,
you kidding?
By the way.
Yeah, all right, man. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. All right.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna take down it once I secure the eighth seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, you
yeah,
will.
I'm gonna take
we'll
down
see.
A big.
Yeah, take
you
it down just
like
so I can
is.
Win the ship.
You know who the big dog is though. It's me.
I'm coming. I'm definitely gonna be eighth seed. You're gonna be first seed. We're just gonna.
Hey, focus on making the playoffs first. How about that? All right, Mike Tomlin.
Me and Drew.
How about that? All right,
we're ready to see some fireworks. In,
me and Drew are the only guaranteed. So.
And,
only
yeah.
guaranteed what?
Playoff
team. We're the only two. To
only
clinch.
Two that clinched technically.
Number
oh
one,
yeah, there's
number
a shit
two
ton of
seven and
five.
Seven
yeah.
and five.
Yeah. He's 10-1. I'm 9-11.
No, but a 7-6 team's still gonna make it. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know.
A bunch of them. A couple might not
make it,
unless
you don't have enough points.
A couple might
yeah,
not
exactly.
make it. That's what the problem is.
All right, I'll do my...
No. I got it.
Are you ready?
I got it. I'm going the Boston Red Sox for having a tepid interest in the best player
Luke
in the
tepid,
league.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm. Right? They have lukewarm interest.
Discussions.
Interest.
Yeah. Interactions. Discussions.
Or discussions or interest. Like
whatever
they're,
adjective
they're
you
want to
use.
They're like... They're just like... Like
interest.
Like, what are they doing, man? Like, it's the best player in the league. If whenever you have an opportunity to trade or sign for the best player in the league, you do it. And then like, that's literally Dave Dombrowski. Like, oh, you need an ace, David Price. Oh, you need another ace because you know you guys don't know how to fucking work a team. And John Farrell blows, Chris Sale, like,
yeah.
like big dick Chris Sale. Then you need a hitter. Oh yeah, guess who's in talk with BDS. The Red Sox, and now they have tepid interest. Get out of here. And like some reports came out today that they're going to trade him to the Giants for like Joe Pisnick and two two top prospects.
I saw
the Red
that,
Sox
yeah.
we'll
can
touch,
literally...
Let's save...
like, we'll touch on the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Touch
it's coming up right after this.
I can outdo that myself.
Tune in for...
True.
Later,
not,
whatever.
Yeah,
know.
Tune in for a later subject. We'll talk
tune
about the trades and all that stuff.
Presentation. my pick... It's kind of funny. It goes a little bit along with Mario's pick. I am actually going to choose the other side and throw Giancarlo Stanton in the harbor because I think it's annoying when a player takes this long to decide what they want to do. It's kind of like the whole like KD
thing. It's really his choice.
When they like, it was like, it's just too much though. It's too much at this point. Like, just pick a team and. Go. I don't know.
I agree. It's kind of.
I hate waiting.
It's got to the point that it's his choice. He's getting traded. He's not signing with the team. He's getting traded, and
choice.
He can pick whoever the hell
choice.
He wants to go to. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
never,
dude.
Like
it's.
Eh, I mean,
like
I've seen
Carmelo.
It shouldn't
no,
be his choice.
No.
It shouldn't
it
be
was,
his choice.
It happened in baseball 2 years ago with Jonathan Lucroy. He got traded to the.
Oh
Indians,
yeah. Well, no, that's
and then he was
that's
like,
a no
yeah,
trade
I'm
clause
not.
Though.
Yeah.
But like,
Sam
no, yeah, I know
Stan
has that, but he's still talking right now to the team without like getting a deal in place. You know what I'm saying?
Can't.
Dude, the Marlins need to do what's best for them.
He's not talking to the other teams. He's talking to the Marlins.
Yeah.
Saying like what I want.
Marlins need to do the best. What's best for them? And
but I mean, what talking to the team? Talking to like who they. To the Marlins about who he where he wants to go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, A-Rod did that with the Rangers. He was like, I want to go to either New York or Boston. Trade me to either New York or Boston. And that was it.
No, I don't.
So
I'm,
it's like,
it, but it only happens
before.
Every once.
Yeah,
only
yeah,
happens
yeah,
like
obviously.
Once
signed
like
as,
every
didn't
10
he sign
years.
As a free agent?
A-Rod?
No. He got traded to us. And then.
Who? Oh, it fell through,
A-Rod?
Yeah.
And then if. Yeah, A-Rod got
yeah,
originally. Like,
right,
ESPN reported. Like, they had, like.
Yeah, no,
you're right. Show that he was a Red Sox. And then, like, yeah, and that's
that
the
be fun.
If we
that's
had,
why. That's why it went so. That's why it's always been so sour. Just right off the bat, it
yeah.
wasn't a good.
And then it was like, oh, we
impression.
Can't sign A-Rod. Let's go sign Manny. So it was like, who cares? Manny.
And we signed.
And we signed Poppy.
No, I traded for Poppy.
Keith Folk too.
Yeah. Well,
Keith Folk.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, and Kurt Schilling.
Yeah.
That was a big. That was a big acquisition.
That was a big signing. Yep.
Keith Folk. Red Sox.
Honestly, I would have loved to see it. Honestly, I'm gonna say it.
Stab by. No.
I'm ahead of the first. I would have loved seeing.
Pokey Reese has the throw to first.
Pokey Reese is playing second?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
I don't know why.
I'm going to say it. I would have loved seeing A-Rod in the Red Sox uniform.
Yeah.
He would have been unreal. He would have been.
Dude, isn't he like two home runs away from like 700 or something?
Yeah, he did hit. I think he has 700.
I think he's at 696.
He's like four away.
Let me look it up.
He's not there. He's close.
You'll never get there.
Red Sox, baseball. Sox, Marlins haven't discussed anything in two whole weeks.
And no shot we're getting him.
I hate him.
Just saying.
I think Abreu right now definitely looks like the number
Jose
one.
Jose Abreu looks like the number one option.
I do like it. Yeah. I like that 696. I like him. So I would think him at first, that means that there will be
I would rather have him DH.
Him DH.
Send Hanley over somehow.
And then send Hanley to the White Sox?
Somehow.
If they whiff
hard. Because I want Santana. I like Santana. I like Carlos Santana a lot.
I think if you trade for Abreu, he's still like not on a professional. He's like 28. He's still not on a professional deal because he was from like it was like he's still on his like his technically rookie deal. He's a foreign player,
it's like
so it's
Ruth
like technically
if, rookie
yeah.
deal.
If they was like it's like I don't know what it, I'm gonna look up his contract.
If
but
they
like,
whiff on all these players, do you think the Stanton talks resume or
no?
I think you have no
so
shot.
I have an interesting theory. I think
by the time they whiff on all those players, Stanton will either.
I think the Giants are gonna get him. I think the Giants are gonna get him. The Giants are wheelers. Like they like the deal.
Who?
Staying?
I think he's staying.
I think
he's going to be a trade deadline trade.
I don't think he gets moved this offseason at all.
Yeah, I don't really? Either.
And I have an interesting theory. So he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars in the long run, his complete contract. But here's the deal. Next year, he's set to make $17.9 million in arbitration, which is still cheaper than less powerful bats that will cost a whole lot more. And if we're talking only 1 year salary, can you do this? If you... say trick him to coming, like say he comes to Boston for a year, then you trade him again. Can you make another team pick up all those like millions of dollars if you want, like in a deal?
Carl Crawford.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, yeah, that's actually a good point.
We're not gonna speak of Carl Crawford for now, though.
Save him.
So that's what they should do. They should pick him up for 1 year, $17.9 million, not that expensive, and then they just trade him next year. We could use him for 1 year.
Stan?
Yeah, and he'd be cheaper.
But are you gonna give up? Are you gonna give up? Let's say because they're asking.
Yeah, that's true.
So you
gotta make a run this year if you're gonna make
preliminary talks for the Giants and Marlins is Joe Panik, who's like, like a Jackie Bradley player. Second bit, he's Jackie Bradley. All right, we'll compare him to that.
Yeah,
two top prospects. So that's like Devers and like Chavez or something like that. Two top prospects and $250 million is what they want. They want you to take $250 million for him.
Yeah.
So it's like the Red Sox could match it. I think they have the ability to. It just comes down
to
like what you're saying.
If
let's say something happens, like he's been hurt before. This is like his first full year in a while. It was last year.
All right, hold on. What's the percentage? What's your percentage that he gets traded to Boston?
I'd say it's like 15%. 15.
What about you?
I would say like 5%.
I had 15% too.
Did Stan get traded to Boston?
Yeah, I'd say 15.
I say it's 15 just because like the Red Sox are always in talks because they have the pieces to make the deal and like the salary to make it. And like there's only a certain amount of teams that can do that. So it's like there's like I'd say the Cardinals, Giants,
I think Cardinals have a less
Dodgers.
Chance
I don't even want him
even
at this point.
Yankees,
if
like,
you
it's
have an opportunity,
teams,
to, if you're a right-handed power hitter and you have the opportunity to play at Fenway,
and
you don't even care, like, then why should we? I don't know.
Then the thing
just
because
we're not
maybe
offering
they're,
anything.
Maybe they're
I don't
school,
think he cares.
Middle
I just
schoolers.
Don't.
They're middle schoolers. It's like
we're offering Fenway
girl,
Park
but
to
you,
him.
Yeah, and like I said in a previous it's episode, that I didn't think his home runs would get over the monster because they're line drives. They did. So they put all of his home runs. They put all of his home runs in Fenway Park, and he would have lost.
Yeah.
He would have lost five home runs, but he would have hit. He would have gained two more. So he technically only loses three home runs. So he's hitting 56 home runs. Like I'll take 56
and I think
home
a lot
runs
of his,
in a heartbeat.
His like pop flies could even be like his shallow pop flies that would be like an out.
Yeah,
could be
off the wall.
Or yeah, at least off the wall. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
You want to hear something crazy?
I don't want him anymore.
So away from Stan, the more realistic options are like probably Abreu at this moment. I'm looking at Abreu's stats, and like
He's pretty good.
Like, yeah, I didn't realize he was good. This, Drew. No, and you like, shit on me for saying he was good.
I said he was good, but I didn't think he wasn't a superstar.
He's a superstar.
I don't think he's a superstar.
It's just because he's in Chicago.
I know, and I'm looking at his stats right now, and it's like his 162 game average. He's played 4 full years in the MLB. By far, his rookie year is his best one, though. That's the problem. But he averages right now 33 homers, 108 RBIs, and a .301 batting average with a .359 on base, and in .524 slugging. The on base isn't great because he's a power hitter. You expect him to walk a little bit more and stuff like that, but it's not terrible. And like, he's a good 30 home run guy. He's consistent 30. He only hit below 30 home runs.
Wait, did you say he's not a power hitter? He's a power hitter.
No, I said you want power hitters to walk a little bit more.
Power hitters are the home runs or strikeouts in this age. So.
No, but that's the thing. You want home runs, strikeouts, and walks. That's the problem.
I feel like you can't get a player that's a power hitter now to be patient enough to draw a walk.
Well, I mean, look at Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge had like the most walks in the season.
Yeah, he also had the most strikeouts.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But like Abreu strikes out 140 times a year or... has struck out 125. He doesn't even strike out that much.
I'll take a single. I'll take a single over a walk.
125. I would too, but
same
I'm just
thing,
saying,
dude.
It's the same thing. It's the problem. Because
a single moves gives you the opportunity to move more bases.
That's true.
I don't know.
What I think about.
That is true.
He'd be a good option, I'd say. You don't give up anything major for him. I'm happy with it. If you give up major prospects, no.
Honestly, like, give up, like...
Because he is 30. He's
like Henry Owens.
He's 30. Yeah, no one wants Henry Owens, though.
Exactly.
He is 30 there, though.
Jay Groom.
No shot.
God, no.
If we're moving on from Jay Groom...
Don't touch him.
It's to Stanton.
Just let him be.
His girlfriend is so hot.
Dude, whoever he gets traded to, that...
Groom's girlfriend is so...
That city would get him and his girlfriend,
like,
so...
Like, her ass... Her ass is just like... By, I mean, you can't see that in the podcast.
Yeah.
I just stuck my tongue and rolled my eyes. And it was just like, if you, here, I'll give you her Instagram, everybody. Go follow.
This is a public service announcement.
Go follow Jay Groom's girlfriend on Instagram. Oh, she's my most recent search, actually. Amanda Mueller. AmandaMullerr. She's a smog, bro. Oh, she's gorgeous. Drop dead.
They
just bought their first house today in Florida, so maybe that's
Hey, good for him.
I mean,
maybe he's gonna be staying in Florida.
Is it in Fort Myers?
I don't know. He's in.
I don't know.
In Florida.
I'm not gonna say anything. Right.
I'll check the location.
Well, he does that. Can we move on?
Yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah, it's in Fort Myers.
Nice.
Bruins or LeBron?
That's LeBron's fucking stupid ass with his stupid hairline bitching about now, huh?
All right, because I feel like you could take two sides here. You could say the ref overreacted, or you could say, I feel bad for LeBron.
the ref did overreact.
Either the ref overreacts or LeBron overreacted. That's what you mean. Like you're on one of the other side. Because you just made it both on LeBron's side.
You're right.
You scumbag ESPN motherfuckers.
I feel bad for LeBron. Because
damn it.
It was like he gave him two technical fouls in the span of like it was a one
that's
play.
That's the thing. That doesn't like
it doesn't work like that.
You shouldn't do that. You should just
like you give him the technical foul and it's like calm down. Oh, you haven't calmed down. Second. Like
yeah,
you should
he
give
just
him like teed
a, him up
like
back
a,
to back
like
right
a
away.
two possession
I think
and I agree with everything the ref said except for the part where he's like he threw an air punch at me. He was just frustrated.
Yeah,
he was
just like punching the air. Like, I do that all the time. Like
he was charging him.
I am sure he wanted to knock his ass out. Like totally. Like
the one thing I'm okay with the ref doing though, it's the play is still going and he just runs over in the middle of the play to yell at the ref, interrupting the game, but like while the game's going on. So he's interrupting his reffing ability for the rest of the game. And like, I'm okay with him. He deserved the technical, but I
not
don't
a technical
think he
too.
Should have thrown him out right there. But if he did something later in the game, like I've seen, excuse me, I've seen plenty of games where he's done that like multiple times, and like it's interesting that he's the only ref so far that's ever like been like, all right, I don't want to deal with your shit right now. I'm trying to ref a game. Like you don't have to yell at me because you missed the goddamn layup. And like they brought up a good point. Like all superstars do the same thing. Like.
They all complain
when they miss a layup because they think they're too good.
If you don't score,
like,
you get fouled.
Good.
That's what happens when you're a star.
And that's what usually happens.
And that's like, what happens to me because I'm a star.
Yeah, you don't score, no, but all right.
Because I get fouled.
All right, fair enough. Do they call fouls in rec league?
I call my own fouls. No.
That's the worst. If LeBron could call his own fouls, it would be a mess. Like, if any superstar could call his own fouls, it'd be funny.
Oh, and in this episode, Kiss the Rings is just a bunch of dying whales. All right. So now, our most insightful topic.
Actually,
I am going to turn my mic off because I don't know what this stuff is about. So, can you please just? I'm just kidding. Don't turn it off. But let's talk some Bruins, or you guys can talk some Bruins.
5-1 since our last podcast.
Yeah, they've been rock and rolling. Let me pull up my notes here.
They bring it back. The big bad bees are back. Yeah.
A little bit of Tampa recap. McAvoy had a goal.
Almost didn't from Marchand. Marchand had a nice assist.
So did Spooner. By the way.
Oh, maybe it was Spooner.
It was Spooner. He was dangling in front of the net. Set one up for Krug, but the McAvoy goal. Going back to the McAvoy goal, it almost didn't count because they called goaltender interference. I don't know why. Because I think Marchand was like in the crease for a second. But they went back, looked at it, and they said it was a goal. No goaltender interference.
That's big.
Riley Nash had a goal, too. Rask gave Rask up a performed. Goal. That what he did perform, except for he gave up a goal that was, like, couldn't be defined any more than, like, going through the five hole. Like, it
couldn't be more defined than, like, a Tuukka goal.
He closed the pads a second too late. It just slipped in between.
Jesus.
Yeah,
that game though saw the return of Marchand and David Backes.
Yeah,
so is that gonna help give like a veteran presence in the front
line? Yeah, no, definitely.
They were lacking it.
The
like,
team's
early.
So young.
I turn it on and there's just a bunch of rookies and like a bunch of first round picks, second round picks that have just.
They've always had Chara, and he's the vocal, or like just even the lead by example guy. You need a guy, a veteran that can also perform athletically. I think Backes can definitely do that.
Yeah, Backes is a great captain. I love that signing from last year. I think he's just like a perfect Bruin. Like,
he's a gritty player.
Yeah, he's just a stud.
Tuukka, going back to Tuukka, he got his first win since November 6th,
ugh.
Almost a month, a whole month, probably like four weeks.
Khudobin's kind of the top dog there now.
Yeah, Khudobin. So here's my hot take. Khudobin will be the starting goalie for the Bees by like the end of the year. They make the playoffs. I think
I can see it.
You need to go to you don't care about anything on the depth chart besides who's playing better at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It very might well be.
If he keeps this up, he has to be.
Khudobin.
He has to start for them.
Yeah.
Like, if he continues to perform like this. Like, I can't believe they didn't start him against the Lightning.
I know,
like, I think that would have been the ultimate test. Like, the best team in hockey, Steven Stamkos, all of them skating around. And
Stamkos had a nasty one-timer. Like, no goalie in the NHL would have saved it. But, that was a give. That was the only goal that was, like, pretty much a given. Because what, we won, was it 3-2?
4-2, or 3, no, 3-2, 3-2.
Yeah, so it was the Stamkos one-timer, and then it was the one that slipped through the pads. The pads one, like, you could have been set up a little better.
Yeah.
But the one-timer, no way.
Stamkos is unreal.
Khudobin should definitely be playing more.
I think he will be. I think that they got to let, like, until, like, he, I don't think he's, like, a lead or anything like that, but until he falls off, you got to, like,
you
got to
roll with it.
Well,
he's hot,
exactly.
You got to roll with it.
Yeah. Like, feed the hot hand.
They play the Flyers on the
tonight
second.
Tonight or tomorrow night?
That would
or
be
no.
like 2 days from
Saturday.
Now. Saturday. I'm not sure what day that would be. But Flyers next game coming up. Do we know how the Flyers are doing right now?
I have no idea.
Shit.
Flyers record is... Wow, the internet's slow. Jeez. Flyers record is... Currently,
oh, they suck.
Oh my god, 8-10-7.
Oh boy, they can't lose them.
So,
where are the Bruins in the division right now? By any chance, do you know? Can you look that up?
Yeah,
Bruins.
I don't know exactly. I know this like week helped them. Like everyone was packing it in. They're like, ah, yeah, they're irrelevant now. And then they went 5-1. You're like,
oh, yeah, not bad. Alive. I mean, in the Atlantic, they're third.
I think that's the
23 points. Seed, yeah. Wow, they're only 2 points behind the Lightning. Oh no, that's games played.
We're points. Yeah, we're.
Oh wow, we're 10 points back. not looking at the right statistic. We're only six games behind the Leafs, so they're in second. Make a move on them, maybe.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we won. I think that was the last loss we had against them before break. But,
yeah,
Bruins, watch out. They're coming alive. If they can all stay healthy, we'll see what happens. Because we're starting to Marshawn Backus. You got Marshawn Backus, Krejci, Bergeron, the... Bruska, I want to say is his name. I don't know for sure.
What's his name? What position?
He's a forward. Or Brusk. No, what is it? Damn it.
I feel like I would know, but it's not even ringing a bell.
Fuck. I don't know. There's some guy that's like been playing well.
Yeah, you can look that up.
I should have wrote his name down. I thought I would remember it, but now I'm drawing a blank.
It's fine.
But he was like a former first-round pick, and former prospect, and he's been playing well for them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Bruins on a roll.
And I'm back. Okay, let's move on.
Going on to draft talk. Lou, you want to describe today's...
DeBrusque. All right, I was close. Sorry.
What's today's draft talk, Lou?
Today's draft talk. Did we write it down? All right.
Yeah, it's down here.
So, today's draft talk will feature the most hated Boston sports players.
Who's it brought by?
What?
Who's it brought by?
Brought to you by
Majestic.
Rickle my dickle.
Just kidding. Majestic doesn't sponsor.
Ronald's napkins.
But
they clean your fucking face.
It's brought to you by Baby Birth 2. Get your quesadillas for $7.50.
Oh, I got one yesterday for the first time.
Bro.
Pretty good.
Not that good.
You guys, the first time? Which,
yeah.
Bro, I am already out of the dining dollars.
I have so many.
I spent all.
You guys want to go to Blue Wall after this?
No, sure. I got no money.
Bad dude. I will.
What are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about most hated Boston sports players.
Yeah.
They have to have played games in a Boston uniform. It's not like A-Rod. It's not like Peyton Manning.
They have
to play for the Celtics,
they can be hated.
Bruins, Patriots, Red Sox. You have to play for them.
Refs.
You can hate them before they get there. Yeah. You can hate them before they get there.
Cannons.
Sure, if you want to... fucking throw soccer and have fun.
Cape Cod baseball.
Lasers. That's about it, right? Can I say this though? They can be hated at any. Do they have to be hated while they're in the uniform, or can they be hated
at any point as long as
they played for the?
If you played for the Red Sox, you can be hated. Like it can be like
even after you leave. Even after you leave,
it can be like a player that got signed to the Red Sox that you hated beforehand. And like,
or that the fans hated after they left.
Yeah, or after.
All right, good.
Either
let's
way.
Go.
All right,
as long as the Boston fan hates him, it's fine.
Yes.
Perfect.
And you'd suit it up for him.
All right, shit. Like, hold on.
Peyton,
Eli. Keep talking like for a little bit.
Drew.
Why? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but A-Rod, Peyton, Eli, all those guys don't count because that's my top three easy.
Hey, Eli's going to have to apply for a...
He's applying for a job here at the...
He can be the fourth member of
Kiss the Ring.
He's got two of them.
Shut up. Stop talking.
All right, Lou, is your pick in?
My pick is in. This is the most obvious most obvious selection of all time. Had to be him. It's got to be
fatty.
Pablo Sandoval.
The fatty.
It's got to be the panda.
The fat fuck.
Yeah, I knew this was coming.
The panda. Signed a five-year, $95 million deal in 2015, and the rest is history. Belt buckles broken, errors. Piece of shit. like, I don't know what else you
Instagram
want from me.
During the games, trying to bang models. You didn't know.
Oh yeah. I was
give
like,
me a look.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I was like, wait, what?
Diva Legacy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what a mess of a. I am one of the guys. Like, I don't know how everyone else here feels about him, but I was not a Sandoval fan before he came. I thought he was the most overrated player in the MLB. For a fun fact,
I was more hyped to Hanley coming over.
What?
I was more hyped because Hanley came over at the same time.
I hated Sandoval. Yeah.
I was more hyped.
Yeah,
I was so mad about that.
I don't even think he was overrated. I just thought he sucked.
My dad,
because everyone considered him good. We gave him $95 million to be a piece of shit.
My dad,
you shouldn't have expected anything else from him.
My dad did buy me a Sandoval player tee. I don't think
did you
I
burn it.
Not, I think it's sitting in my closet right now. You should probably burn it later.
Burn it. That'd be funny. But like, he's just
could sell it. It's probably worth a lot.
He had one good performance. Really, he was freaking. What, four home runs in a World Series, I think.
Yeah.
Did he win? I don't
he
know.
In one World Series game. Didn't he hit three in one game?
I think so, yeah. He had three and four in the World Series. Three in one game. That's the one thing he's ever done well in his career. He was not a good player beforehand. That's it. That's all I want to talk about, because we could talk about it in 20 minutes.
That guy sucks.
My pick.
Yeah.
Second overall, Jaylen Brown.
Ooh.
Wait, what?
All right, so... When the Celtics drafted Jaylen Brown.
Oh, all right, all right. Every Celtics
player in what? Radio City Music Hall, wherever they do it, I don't know.
They booed his pick.
Respect.
Why?
When he walked out.
They booed the Jaylen Brown pick.
Yeah, because when he came out, they booed him.
Why?
Because he was not. Because who's the obvious
draft,
selection?
That, no, dude, no. That draft was so bad.
Yeah, but there was a guy at the time.
Dragon Ball or
they all booed Jaylen Brown.
Is that his name, Dragon Ball?
NBA, it was 2016 or 2015? 2016.
They booed the guy we traded to Cleveland, too. The prospect was
Zizic. Yeah, Zizic. Give me a break.
Oh,
come on.
They booed him so hard. He's a good player, though.
I know.
He'll be a good player.
We'll see.
At some point, I think.
What?
Yeah, they booed him because they wanted us to trade the pick, first of all. And then they didn't trade it, and there was players like... Jamal Murray, Marquise Chris, Buddy Hield, Dragon Bender. I didn't want Dragon Bender, but they all. Jaylen Brown. I don't think Jaylen Brown was projected to be a top five pick, and they drafted him.
Was.
I don't think so. You got to look back on it, like look way back, because he did not put up great.
For
numbers.
All the
he
had, I remember, I was looking through the mock drafts, and he was projected to come to Boston. That's why I was shook.
Mm. He has more assists, or in college he had more turnovers than assists. Fun fact.
Well, guess what?
He's
the
good.
Best
I like him now,
that.
But
well,
like that was a good pick.
Ben Simmons is the best player, but he's the second best player.
We'll see. Ingram's pretty good too.
He's not. You can.
He's been playing well.
Yeah, you can shut up.
Your best
stats, man.
Jacoby Ellsbury. Fuck that guy.
Oh, good one.
I hate that guy
good one.
So much. He hit. So let's see.
People hated him even when he's on the team.
Oh, I actually didn't. I liked him on the team.
I liked him, but
when I was younger, I liked him. Then I grew up and realized he was a bitch.
He's a pain.
Like, he came up, it was like him and Pedroia, so it was like a cool story, and like they drove us to a championship, so it was like cool and like whatever. But he hit, you wanna know how many home runs he hit in 2011, his like MVP year?
How many?
35, I think.
32.
Oh. Wow. That has to be like a record combined with bases.
So he played
too.
He played 7 years in Boston?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So 2007 to 2013,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he hit 32 in 2011. All the other 6 years, he combined for 33.
For Boston?
Yes.
That's insane.
And then
know.
It's like...
I think he has
but he was known for his
career home run.
All right. He was known for his speed, though.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he did.
Something crazy happened,
but
though.
It's just
like, he had
the
ability
to
hit homers.
Like, you can tell me, like... Like
everyone has good. Like,
you
can
tell me Jason, not Jason. What's his face? Is it Jason? Yeah,
Jason Bay.
No. Center fielder for us. Jason. No. Johnny Damon.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, but Johnny Damon went to the Yankees too. Johnny Damon, after they won a championship, he stayed 1 year in Boston, then left. Jacoby Ellsbury won the championship and dipped. Didn't give a shit. So screw him. Screw that guy.
Severely underperformed.
I mean, he's a backup.
No, yeah.
He's a backup.
Cashman came out. No, Cashman came out already and said that he is going to come off the bench next year.
Perfect.
Yeah, because they've Aaron Hicks. I kind of think of the center fielder.
He has a hose, too.
Yeah, Ellsbury's got Mr. Noodle Arm. But
you got another pick.
Oh, shit.
Staying with outfielders. Carl Crawford.
Yeah, I had him on my board too.
In Boston,
I figured he wasn't coming
Boston,
back to
he had a 260 average, 292 OBP, 419 slugging, all pretty shitty. He averaged in Tampa Bay in his 9 years in Tampa Bay. He averaged 50 stolen bases. He's a speeds guy, right?
Yeah, he was fucking unreal in Tampa.
He was supposed to be faster than Ellsbury.
He was faster,
but he just didn't steal bases.
So
that was his average in Tampa Bay, 50. His average in Boston was 10.
Was that 2009 that we first acquired him?
No,
2010.
The first year, 2010. We were
2010, 2011.
And then
Sports Illustrated picked us to win it all.
We were known as the super team.
That was on paper. You look at that team. It was like Agon, Carl Crawford, John Smoltz.
Don't forget about
Smoltz wasn't on that team.
J. James Cameron. So no, what's his name? No,
2011.
Was like 2011. Wait, wait, wait.
What's the guy? Who's the guy? What's his first name? His last name's Cameron.
Mike Cameron.
Mike Cameron.
I hated Mike Cameron.
James Cameron. Mike Cameron. But James Cameron. And just like
the director.
Like,
yeah.
Like the fact that, that the Dodgers even thought about taking on that contract, like such stupid.
I mean, if you could have channeled his like Tampa Bay side,
he didn't. He was like Josh Gordon.
Was like he though?
No.
You don't know that, man. Josh Gordon was unreal.
But like
he is.
So that's like, a weird like, comparison.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know why I said that.
It's like Carl Crawford's like
It's Pablo.
Yeah, yeah. Severely degree. Underperforming.
Yeah, to a degree. I just didn't I don't think Pablo underperformed. I think he's overpaid in the first place, but that's just me.
And I just like I had a when I was packing I literally was horny about Crawford.
Yeah. Could care less about Adrian Gonzalez coming here, who was like the way better player. I just loved
Crawford.
Yeah,
I know. I love Crawford.
Tampa, and then he sucked.
Him and BJ Upton were my favorite.
BJ Upton was fucking yeah.
Boss Man Jr. That was what BJ stood for.
I know, because his real name is Melvin.
Melvin.
Boss Man Jr.
What was that? What were you talking about?
I don't know. It's I don't know. Ryan's pick now.
What's your pick?
All right, I got a few on the board. I'm going to go with David Price because
I hate you.
You know what?
I hate
dude,
you.
Dude, there's a you don't treat the media like that.
Yes, yes you do.
Dude,
that's the way
get
you
used
do
to Boston media.
Price is a bitch.
You got to lay down the hammer and say I'm the man. I'm the one getting paid
and
all the money, so you're
still
hasn't, shut the hell
he still
up.
Hasn't given a sincere apology either.
I don't care. He doesn't have to. He won't. Mm. And I don't care.
I'm more mad about the fact that his
handled it
jersey
very wrong.
Nickname was Astro's dad. Like, what a bitch.
It's his dog.
Everyone calls me Astro's dad. All right, yeah.
He loves his dog, so I'll give it to him.
I don't care, dude. Everyone, there's not a lot of fans that like him. He's very hated here. So,
I
easy
love
pick.
Him.
I can't defend him.
My pick?
About it. For
is my
yeah.
pick?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to save. Yeah, I have back-to-back. All right, I'm going to go who I think was more hated. I'm going to go with Adalius Thomas. Who remembers that name?
Yeah,
I don't.
No.
Adalius Thomas, signed in 07 for the Pats, outside linebacker, was unreal in Baltimore. It was him and Suggs. No one remembers this. It was him and Suggs on the edge, blitzing. They were unreal together. He signed a 5-year, $35 million contract with the Patriots, and it was like one of the first times like Belichick ever really went like splurged in free agency since like Rodney Harrison. And everyone's like, oh, he's going to be unreal. He played good his first year, and then he just, like, dropped off because everyone hated him there. The coaches in New England hated him. He hated the coaches. They kicked him out of a practice because he showed up late because of a blizzard, he said.
What was his name?
Adalius Thomas. This is one of the most, like, notorious, like, press conferences ever. He was, like, had a press conference after he got kicked out of practice. It was like, I can't get up and fly my car to practice. Like, it was a blizzard. What am I supposed to do? And it's like, Belichick just cut him the next day, next year.
Yeah, maybe prepare more time to
yeah,
shovel
exactly.
off the car.
Yeah,
Jesus, like everyone else did. It's that practice. It's
yeah,
not like it's not like there's only a blizzard for you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Everyone showed. Everyone else showed up.
Like, he played at
like,
Baltimore. It
snows
in Baltimore. It's not 95 and sunny every
hey,
single
did you,
day.
Did you see the story?
He's
who was
an
it?
Ass.
Who put the snow roof over their driveway? It was like Edelman or something. Edelman or Amendola.
I love those.
There's like a apparatus that you could put over your driveway. It's like a bit. It's like a metal like roof that keeps
snow
falling on
it,
so you don't have to
it's
shovel,
called
shovel
being
it.
Rich.
And exactly, he lives in a rich neighborhood too. And all his neighbors complained and made him take it down because they thought it looked ugly.
Wow,
yeah.
I would have been pissed. I would have been like, you know who I am? I'm Julian Edelman.
You know who you're
or
talking
Danny
to?
Amendola,
you know who you're talking
is.
To? Julian Edelman.
Yeah, so, I back-to-back, right?
Yeah, another pick.
Yeah, that's why. All right. I'm going to go. I disagree with this, but I know he's hated overall, and I have to make the pick. I have to go Ray Allen.
Oh, I was going to pick
Ray
him
Allen
too.
After he left Boston. He was he got the short end of the stick, I'd say. All right, my computer's fucking frozen. But he got the short end of the stick. It was like the Celtics had to pick between him or Rondo, really. Because they hated, both of them hated each other. Like, they couldn't stand each other. Ray Allen's like a weird guy, I guess. I don't know.
Rondo's another player that
Rondo's like
Boston sports fans hate.
I mean, they liked him when he was here, and then he left, and they were like, wait, this guy was an asshole.
They hate him now.
Yeah, and now they hate him.
But it's not that hard to hate him. He's kind of a very
difficult person to deal with. Yeah, both of them are. Or, I mean, Rondo is more than Allen. But Ray Allen left. He, like, basically signified the end of, like, the big three, and he, like, the fact that he left after they lost.
And none of them forgive him for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm okay with him holding a grudge, because he left the Celtics they were in game 7 against the Miami Heat to join the Miami Heat they came within one game of beating them and going to the finals.
Dude, I can smell that marker from here.
Jesus, the kids.
It's starting to smell like Sharpie in here. Oh,
he rides a short bus.
I get so distracted so easily.
Mario rides a short bus. To this day, I don't think any of them. I think, who's the first one to talk to him? Was it Pierce or KG?
Pierce.
Because Pierce is a stud. It was the first one to actually talk to Ray Allen. Yeah, it should have been. He's the captain of the team. Yeah. Get the leader of that team. First one to talk to Ray Allen.
But it should have came much sooner. Was it
5 years? 5 years since they talked to him. Like, they had a big three reunion, and they invited Glenn Davis.
Everyone but him, yeah.
They invited Glenn Davis and Kendrick Perkins.
And Glenn Davis talks shit too, doesn't he?
Or maybe they didn't invite Glenn Davis. I don't remember.
I forget.
Glenn Davis talks shit about Doc Rivers. He hates Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he hates Doc Rivers.
Yeah. Which I don't agree with. I love Doc.
There's a bunch of stories that say that.
Because Glenn.
That's why he's called Big Baby Davis. Because he would shit on
half
him.
And
so,
half.
Doc would shit on him so much, and he'd kind of cry.
He's a big baby.
I think football nickname or something. Like, when he was little, he used to play football, and I think he used to do the same thing. He would cry. So they nicknamed
he
him.
He is kind of a puss. He's kind of a bitch. All right. Your pick.
I just got so distracted for like 10 minutes. I can't believe that.
Daydreaming
the
over there.
The power of Sharpie.
I said daydreaming over there. He's doodling on a piece of paper and it's with a Sharpie, and now it smells like Sharpie in here. So, fun fact for all of you.
Yeah. Just to let everyone know what we deal with on a regular basis here.
Screw you.
We'll bring in a coloring book next time.
Thanks. Bring different markers.
I gotta go with Tim Tebow.
That's a good one.
He's kind of hated.
Funny.
Nah, he is. Cause
he's not. Hated.
During the preseason games, I went to. Okay, so I've been to one Patriots game in person at Gillette Stadium. It was a preseason game.
You saw Tebow play on the Patriots?
Yes. The one game I've ever been to, I saw Tebow play. He passed for negative 2 yards, I think, on the day.
Surprise numbers.
He went in after Mallett. Oh. Back when it was Brady, Mallett,
Tebow.
And Tebow. And I remember, I was sitting. Usually, when you're sitting in the bleachers, the heckling gets pretty bad. I was sitting in the Putnam Club for my dad's company, and people were heckling him from there. Like, businessmen. They were like, Jesus can't save you now.
Oh, my God.
And, they were just like.
Oh, my Lord.
They were just like. Tossing Bible references and
he was not the most
likely. The ark's sinking now, isn't it? And just shit like that. And so I don't think people are really a fan of him. He didn't make a big good impression.
He came after New York, right? He came here after New York. He was his last stop.
After the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I couldn't remember. Yeah. No, he wasn't liked here. I like Tebow though. Lefty's gotta stay strong together. Mario,
I forgot lefty quarterback.
Take the marker out of your mouth. Oh. You gotta make a pick. Or you
I
just
don't have another player. I had Chad Ochocinco, but you told me he's not hated.
No, I said he was.
He just put all his numbers were the lowest of his career in New England.
You just gotta say how much people shit on him.
Yeah, people
hate Ochocinco.
It was just like. It's the Ocho show. So I love him for that, but I hate him as a player.
Remember the catch where he had his arms out like this
and
in a circle, and the ball went straight through.
Because he's a piece of shit.
I obviously don't even remember watching him play.
He played like,
I remember he
how
had
many
a catch in the
play?
Super Bowl that we lost. I remember having a catch in the Super Bowl. They're like, wow, he showed up. I didn't realize he was still on the
roster.
That
was when we lost to the Giants the second time, right?
Yeah.
We don't talk about that?
No, we don't talk about that one either.
Okay.
Mario Manningham.
Stupid Welker.
Okay.
Nah, more Mario Manningham.
Stupid Welker.
More Mario Manningham.
Danny Amendola did what Welker couldn't do.
Shout out Victor Cruz. UMass alum.
UMass alum. Hit it with a shiggle wiggle diggle. Diggle, diggle, diggle,
so
diggle.
He has nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Pretty much our final episode. Thank you for listening. Oh, we have an iTunes review I'm going to read off real quick. We have a new one.
Oh, God.
Just a reminder to please rate, subscribe, leave us a good comment on iTunes. Mm-hmm. The newest review comes from Origin High. They gave us 5 stars, which is nice, and they said, replace Stephen A. and Skip already.
Who said that?
Origin High.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. It's an alias. But
you sketchy motherfucker.
I see you're using our show as a platform to get your opinion across.
Tell your friends about it.
Replace Stephen A. Yeah, tell your friends.
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast.
Don't watch ESPN. Tune in to us instead.
Yeah.
Wait, in this episode...
Skip's not on ESPN anymore. Who said that? Skip's on FS1.
Yeah.
It's Max Kellerman. God, Jesus, man.
See, you're going to get yelled at, Lou, if you do stuff like this.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, this episode, we're running on 1 hour, 24 minutes. That's our longest episode. So instead of watching ESPN...
It's a two-week review, all right?
This is
reasonable.
Okay. So listen to this instead of whatever else you're going to do.
Follow the podcast on Twitter, please. It is at Kiss the Rings Pod, at KISSTHERINGSPOD, Kiss the Rings Pod. I said, girl, why you keep calling? I said, girl, why you keep calling? Yeah. She said, I need a new whip. Yeah, because I know that you're still balling. She just want to go back to the future, so I brought that girl a DeLorean. 21 minutes until I got to go, so I told that girl I'm going to slaughter it. Man in the crowd on the floor. Out of town, never saw her before. Told her, baby, we don't got that long. Listen, this not my city show, but I treat it like my city show. 20 more minutes until I'm on. 20 more minutes until I'm on. Thank you, everybody. You can follow us on Twitter personally at rbeats_, at DrewLuongo17. You don't need to follow him. He's kind of a bitch. And at FerrettiESPN_. I didn't even know I had an underscore on my Twitter, so that's good shit.
Oh, wait. That was an accident.
Oh, there's no underscore?
There's no underscore on your Twitter.
I feel like you would know,
Mr.
Schroeder. At FerrettiESPN.
I don't remember putting that in there.
And what's that 35.49 thing?
Oh, that's I made a comment to edit something out. It was something one of you said.
It was probably me.
I forget. Something offensive. I'm going to edit it out, though.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.